It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for August 9th.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is ferret, spelled F-E-R-R-E-T. Ferret is a verb that means to hunt game with ferrets. It can also mean to drive out of a hiding place, or, when used without, as in to ferret out, it can mean to find and bring to light by searching. Here's the word used in a sentence from the New York Times by Annalee Newitz. Quarantining was invented during the first wave of bubonic plague in the 14th century, but it was deployed more systematically during the Great Plague of London in 1665 and 1666. Public servants called searchers ferreted out new cases of plague and quarantined sick people along with everyone who shared their homes. Since the 14th century, English speakers have used the word ferret as the name of a small domesticated animal of the weasel family. The word came to us by way of Anglo-French and can be traced back to the Latin fur, F-U-R, meaning thief. These days, ferrets are often kept as pets, but they previously were used to hunt rabbits, rats, and other vermin, and to drive them from their underground burrows. By the 15th century, the verb ferret was being used of the action of hunting with ferrets. By the late 16th century, the verb had taken on figurative uses as well. Today, we most frequently encounter the verb ferret in the sense of to find and bring to light by searching. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.